This is Radio Nepal. I am Srijana Bastala with the news, the headlines first. World Water Day marked in Nepal with a variety of programs under global theme of glacier conservation. President Ramchandra Podal calls for watershed conservation to address future crisis. Health Minister Pradeep Podal warns of scrapping affiliations of hospitals failing to pay staff as per Labour Act. Speaker Devraj Khimire stresses on strengthening provincial and local governments. And Israel strikes Lebanon after first rocket attack since ceasefire. Now the news in detail. The World Water Day has been celebrated in Nepal with a variety of programs under the main global theme of glacier conservation. The day was observed in Nepal yesterday at the leadership of the Ministry of Water Supply by organizing awareness programs, interaction and debate on the need to preserve and utilize the essential water resources in the country. Meanwhile, President Ramchandra Podal has stressed the need for conservation of water bodies for the recharge of groundwater resources in the view of the challenges of water crisis that may arise in the future. Issuing a message of best wishes on the occasion of the World Water Day yesterday, the President stressed the need for all concerned to take initiative to construct structures including ponds and lakes in rural areas and alternatives for recharge of groundwater with rainwater in urban areas. Meanwhile, Minister for Drinking Water Pradeep Yadav has emphasized the need for collective action to protect glaciers, highlighting the impact of climate change. At a seminar on investing in sustainable drinking water sanitation and hygiene organized in Kathmandu yesterday, he said that rising temperatures are not only affecting glaciers, but also disrupting weather patterns which in turn impact drinking water, agriculture and hydropower. Minister for Health and Population Pradeep Podal has warned of scrapping affiliations of any government, private and community hospitals that do not provide salary to human resources as determined in Labour Act. The Health Minister made the warning at a program organized by Nepali Congress in Bangi yesterday, sharing that the government has a plan of making health insurance effective. Minister Podal stated that 6.6 million households would be covered in health insurance scheme. On a different note, Health Minister Podal said lifelong facilities should not be provided to former VIPs. Speaker Devraj Khimire has stressed on continuous dialogue and debate in courts of federalism implementation. Addressing a discussion program on province and local level issues in strengthening federalism in Lalitpur yesterday, Speaker Khimire stressed the need for further strengthening the province and local levels as they have become the backbone of the governance system after adopting the Federal Democratic Republican system. The House Speaker commented that the main problem related to federalism implementation lies in the practical handover of rights. A meeting of the Public Accounts Committee under the House of Representatives has decided to initiate an investigation process on different 48 complaints among over 100 ones registered at the committee. Committee President Hrishikesh Pokhrel has reiterated his commitment to investigate the complaints lodged in the committee as soon as possible. According to him, it was decided to proceed with the investigation of the complaints related to financial irregularities and corruption in various agencies. Most of the complaints received by the committee include mega business houses, ministers and secretaries of various ministries and officials of government bodies. The committee has decided to conclude the complaints within 15 days. World Meteorological Day is being observed today by organizing a variety of activities across the world, including in Nepal. The theme for World Meteorological Day 2025 is Closing the Early Warning Gap Together. Issuing a statement, President of World Meteorological Organization, WMO, Dr. Abdullah Al-Mandas, has urged all WMO members to intensify their efforts and achieve significant progress in closing the early warning gap together. The day is observed at the initiative of the World Meteorological Organization, WMO, commemorating the coming into force of the convention establishing the World Meteorological Organization on 23rd March 1950. It showcases the essential contribution of the National Meteorological and Hydrological Services to the safety and well-being of society and is celebrated with activities around the world. It may be noted that WMO recently confirmed that 2024 was the hottest year on record. Chairperson of CPN Maoist Center and former Prime Minister Pushpakamal Dahal Prachanda has announced plans to unite all socialist and Maoist forces under a single banner before the upcoming polls. Addressing a mass meeting in Chitwan yesterday, as part of the Maoist Center's Tarai Madhes Awakening program along the postal highway, the Maoist Center chairperson stated that his party was working to unite all Maoist factions and socialists for the general elections of 2084 Bikram Samvat. A border outpost is to be set up at the Nepal-China border in Manang district. The district administration office Manang said the BOP will be established at Phu village, Narpabhumi Rural Municipality 4 in the district for managing the border transit point. The BOP is being set up at an altitude of about 4,000 meters above the sea level. Narpabhumi Rural Municipality borders debate autonomous region of China. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now on to some international news updates. Israel has carried out multiple airstrikes on Lebanon after several rockets were fired from Lebanon into Israel in the worst violence since the ceasefire came into effect in November. The BBC quoted the Israeli military as saying it had hit dozens of rocket launchers and a command center belonging to Hezbollah, the Iranian-backed militia and political group in southern Lebanon. The Lebanon's health ministry has said 7 people, including a child, were killed and 40 injured in the airstrikes. Several armed groups operate in Lebanon, including Hezbollah and Palestinian factions, and no one has claimed responsibility for the attack. Under the terms of the ceasefire deal, the Lebanese military would deploy thousands of additional soldiers to the south of the country to prevent armed groups from attacking Israel. Now the general weather forecast for the country today. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be partly to generally cloudy in Kosi, Madhes, Bagmati and Gandaki province today. Light rain with thunder and lightning is likely to occur in the high hilly region of Kosi, Bagmati and Gandaki province. Likewise, snowfall is likely to occur in the mountainous region of the country today. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. Before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. World Water Day marked in Nepal with a variety of programs under global theme of glacier conservation. President Ramchandra Podal calls for water shared conservation to address future crisis. Health Minister Pradeep Podal warns of scrapping affiliations of hospitals failing to pay staff as per Labour Act. Speaker Devraj Khemire stresses on strengthening provincial and local governments. And Israel strikes Lebanon after first rocket attacks and ceasefire. This is all we have for this bulletin. Our next bulletin in English will be at 2 in the afternoon. You can listen to us online on our website radionepalonline.com and our mobile app. For more news and information, keep listening to Radio Nepal. Have a good day.